Now, welcome back to... What way has this microphone been left for me, Donna Marie? Okay, welcome back to the 9 till noon show. We're into the second hour. Very shortly, we're going to be crossing over to Archview Lodge Nursing Home. Looking forward to that. Sinead and the crew are in situ. They're going to be ready to go. I want to catch up on some of your comments that are coming in so far this morning. Enjoyed the driving segment because it was stomach churning and has made me more mindful. And that's what it's all about. I'm the same. A caller says, we were promised that every 6 weeks we would get support. Each time we got the support was further apart, started every 6 weeks, then it was 8 weeks. Our last one was in September and we've been told the next one will be in May. I'm not sure what this is. Oh, this is in relation to respite. We're struggling to cope. I can't understand HICWA keep closing centres and reassigning them to other services. We, as a family, are just going to end up putting our family member into full-time care, which will again add stress to the services. Yeah, indeed, that's in relation to a conversation yesterday about respite services. By the way, I just want to mention that all this week, on the three occasions, and we're going to go to the third now, we've been going into residential settings, and we've had wonderful experiences and great memories from them. And we've also give both so far a €500 check, and it's for the Patients Comfort Fund. Now, we have an anonymous businessman, someone who's incredibly generous and doesn't want to be named. It is they that have been donating the €500 to each of these Patients Comfort Fund. And we really, really do appreciate that person's generosity, and they simply don't want to be named. And this is a very generous person, has helped up, helped out an awful lot of places in recent years. And also to Alcorns, Alcorns Flowers in Letterkenny. And lads, well, it's up to the the ladies or the other lads as you really receive flowers. But we've been giving away bouquets this week and they're in a pot and you can sit them on your table. And they're great. If you're buying flowers for someone, I would actually consider getting one of these arrangements because you don't have to find a vase. They seem to last longer and they look pretty and all that stuff. So there you go. Right. And Alcorns is your spot. Off. They've dug me out of a few holes. Let me just say that. Right. What am I going to do next? I'm going to play the bingo numbers because then we're going over to Sinead and the crew. Isn't that right? Yeah, I'll take the bingo numbers. There was something I was going to mention, but I've forgotten what it is now. So stay with us back after these. Okay, you're very welcome back to the 9 till noon show here in Highland Radio. It's back to the Christmas spirit, Sinead Black. Last time I spoke to Sinead, she sounded like Barry White. There's no harm in that, but hopefully things have improved somewhat. Sinead Black, good morning to you. Your dad, Alec, is there. We've got Anya on camera. We've got Joe doing the technicals, and you are in the wonderful setting of the Archview Lodge Nursing Home. How are you keeping, Sinead?
Good morning. Good morning, Greg. You don't be giving away things like that on the radio. I've been well looked after here. We've had a lovely cup of tea and homemade shortbread. So we are ready to rock in Christmas spirit again this morning.
And you are in the Archview. Oh, wow. Round of applause. That's an upgrade from the last couple of days. So you're in the beautiful Archview Lodge Nursing Home. Who have you got to chat to, Sinead? Or are you going to play us a bit of music first? Or what do you want to do? You're the boss.
Oh, we're going to do it all here today. It's all happening as we've arrived on a wonderful day. They're having their Christmas party here as well. So everybody is in very big Christmas spirits, and rightly so, on the mouth of Christmas. We've lots happening. We'll speak to some of the gentlemen of the Archview Nursing Home today. Now, Liam, I had to give out to Liam, Greg, because he doesn't sing, he tells me, but he just flirts. He flirts with all the women. I had to keep Anya away from him as best as I can this morning. Not right, Liam. That's right. And we were speaking to Liam. Sorry, John, now I'm in danger. Now, don't be flirting with me now, but we're going to tell our listeners this morning, Liam owned a bakery in Convoy called the Continental. Isn't that right?
That's right.
And Christmas was a busy time in the bakery.
Very, very, very busy, say.
And Liam was explaining to me that he really enjoyed that. Do you want to give a wee insight around Christmas time, what we were talking about earlier? About the Christmas logs and...
Oh, just all you do is talk about work.
Talk about work. But you're happy at it.
Oh,
you're a happy man.
Oh, gosh, I.
And deliveries around Christmas and apple pies and
yeah, so that's correct.
It was great. So that was Liam's fond memories of Christmas. And Liam's a convoy man. Looking very festive today, aren't you?
Letterkenny man.
Letterkenny, oh, I got that wrong earlier. That's right. The bakery's in convoy. Isn't that right? Is there anyone you'd like to say happy Christmas to that'd be listening in today?
Who may I say? All my customers.
All your customers.
All my customers.
There you have it. Well, thank you very much, Liam. Merry Christmas to you. Now, on the other side of me here, Greg, we have another blackguard. We have to put these two together as well. And this is, that right, John?
That's right.
This is John from Glasgow. And he was telling me he arrived in Letterkenny many years ago. And we were reminiscing how things at Christmases have changed. But do you want to give the listeners a wee insight, John, to Christmas in Letterkenny years ago and your arrival here?
Yeah, it was all different way back then. Everybody knew each other. The town was just a wee small village, more or less. Mm-hmm. But even the outlying districts, everybody knew each other. It wasn't just local neighbours. And at Christmas time, everybody looked after each other. If there was a family lacking a wee bit, everybody stepped in to help. And it was great times.
Yeah.
Different from now.
Yeah, and that's lovely, John. And he has a wee song in him too, Greg. We might get it out of him, huh? What about a wee verse? I saw Mommy kissing Santa Claus. Would that be nice, everybody? Are you ready, John? Take her away.
I saw Mommy kissing Santa Claus underneath the mistletoe last night. They never saw me creep down the stairs to have a peep. They thought that I was locked up in my bedroom fast asleep. I saw Mommy tickle Santa Claus underneath his beard so snowy white. Oh, what a fight there would have been if Daddy had only seen Mommy kissing Santa Claus last night.
Hey! What do you think of that, Liam? That was good, wasn't it? You're too busy looking at Anya, were you? Huh? Very good, very good. Well, thank you very much, John. Happy Christmas to you. We might give you a wee song ourselves now, Greg. And if you're listening at home, please do sing along as all the residents here. Will you help me sing along? Yeah, absolutely. We're going to sing White Christmas for you this time. Take her away, Daddy. You know it now, come on.
I'm dreaming of a white Christmas, just like listen, and children listen to hear sleigh bells in the snow.
You want to help me sing, Margaret?
I'm dreaming of a white Christmas with every Christmas card.
Singing along. Thank you very much, everybody. Now, we have two lovely ladies here to talk to as well today. This is Margaret Ritz, isn't that right?
Yes.
Good morning, Margaret. How are you today?
Very well.
Very well. Turned out very well.
Thank you.
And have we anyone we'd like to say hello to at home this morning? We have to say hello to your son, isn't that right?
Aye, Stanley.
Up in Rates Hardware, she was telling me, up there in Stranorler. So we'll give them a big shout out today. And you were telling me about Christmases and growing up and spending them in Rathmullen. And have you any memories for us or your fond memories of Christmas?
Oh, I have many memories.
Many memories. Many happy memories.
Happy memories.
Very good.
All happy.
Very good. And what about playing the organ? Would you like to tell everybody about that?
Yeah, my father plays the organ.
Mm-hmm.
And he is very good at it.
And you play it yourself in the church, Magella,
yeah.
Was telling me.
I can.
Very good. There you are.
That got slipped in.
That got slipped in. You're keeping all your talent a secret. You were singing to me earlier as well. That's a secret. Well, very happy Christmas to you, Margaret. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. All right. Okay, Greg. And we might have a lady up here who will say up home for us if we talk to her nicely up here. You're busy having the tea and toast now, Sally. Yeah, we'll come back. We'll come back to you. No bother.
Sinead, just a wee request coming in here. Good morning to Robbie McGettigan in Archview Lodge Nursing Home. Happy Christmas from Oran and Catherine McGettigan in Lifford. And I'm told he's also a great singer. But I'm sure if you've identified all the singers, Sinead, no better woman than yourself.
Yeah, we will. Robbie's not with us just yet. He is on his way, but we will pass that message to him and we'll try and get a bar or two out of him this morning as well. Greg, thank you very much for that. Now, I have a lady over here, Magella. Would you like to help us with...
Mary,
that's right. Yeah. Mary is a well-travelled lady, and doesn't she look just fabulous this morning? How are you, Mary?
I'm fine, thank you.
You're fine. Now, we were saying earlier, you're not a Donegal woman, but we've adopted you now, isn't that right?
All right.
And Greg, Mary spend many of Christmas and a lot of time in America.
Yeah.
So would you like to tell us some of your Christmas experiences in America?
Well, it was... I went over and I worked over there.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a lovely time of the year.
Mm-hmm.
Around Christmas, you know?
Yeah.
Because... you have the Christmas tree and you have the cathedral and you have everything.
Absolutely. And have you any...
And I miss all my friends.
And all your
in
friends.
In America.
Yeah.
Yeah. I was over there for about 37 years.
That's a long time.
Mm-hmm.
And then you're enjoying your Christmases here in Donegal now as well.
Oh, yes.
Have you any fond memories of a child? What was Christmas like for you as a child, Mary?
Oh, it was great.
Great.
Yeah.
Have you any presents that Santa's brought you stand out to you?
Oh, well, just everything.
Everything. You got everything you wanted, and rightly so. Well, thank you very much for talking to us today. And but Greg, if you don't mind, I might speak to Magella now, who is the manager here. Not for very long, as she's retiring. I'm sure that's a very special moment for you, Magella. And do you want to give us an insight about what you do at Christmases, how you've been spending them at the minute here in Archview? I know there's lots happening today. So do you want to tell our listeners some about that?
I suppose this is my 23rd Christmas here in Archview Lodge as the Director of Nursing. So Christmas is a very special time of the year. We try and make the whole year special for the residents, like Easter and all the different events that go on throughout the year. But Christmas is very special, and we try and have activities most days, and especially the week leading up to Christmas. So we have a lot of choirs and people from the community coming in to do singing and different events for the residents, and we appreciate that very much. And the residents enjoy it all the time. So this week, we had a choir on Tuesday, and we have our residence party today, and that usually starts off with mass and religious events, and that's the start of the party. And then we have music, and then we have a Christmas buffet for the residents and their families that are here, and everyone's welcome. So we have that in the evening. And then after that, we usually have Santa come and give the residents their presents and the fun. That's really great fun. And it has been right down through the years, and just with experience and with you know, everything is improving. So they've really got their really special times now. And then on Saturday, we have two groups coming on Saturday. We have the Rotary Club coming on Saturday morning for an hour between 11 and 12. And then we have the Wild Rovers group coming in the afternoon. So Saturday is a very busy day for us, but we like that because that keeps the Christmas atmosphere going for the whole week. And then on Christmas Day, again, we have presents for the residents. During COVID, there was like a community thing called Care Pack. And so the group that organises Care Pack, they send presents via the post to the nursing homes, you know, for the weeks leading up to Christmas. Yeah. And they'll say, this is for a female or this is for a male. So we give those presents out on Christmas morning. And we try and dress them up in Christmas jumpers and, you know, have that atmosphere on Christmas Day as well.
Yeah, that's wonderful. Can I just say, this lady has been dressing me all morning. She's fixing my jumper at the moment. Mad into the fashion, Margaret. So you'll be delighted to be getting dressed up and fixing my scarf, and she's fixing my jumper as we speak. But that's wonderful and such lovely touches and a lot of effort going into that. Even to today alone, like, that's at least four different activities rolled into one day. So well done for...
If I can say, a lot of that is down to the staff. Yeah. And the involvement of the staff and the hard work that they do. And I suppose this is an opportunity for us to thank the staff. Yeah. For their hard work all through the year, but especially, you know, to make Christmas special for the residents.
Yeah, well, thank you very much. And I'm sure 23 years is a long time. Magella, isn't that right? I don't want to be calling you your wrong name, but what about a round of applause for Magella, everybody? Like, I'm sure that's not going to be an easy transition. It's going to be a bittersweet Christmas for you here, but I'm sure that I have no doubt that your work. And just on that note, Greg, I think now would be a lovely time to present to Magella in particularly, and everyone here at the nursing home, my wonderful bouquet of flowers sponsored by our given by our sponsors of Alcorns today. As you can see, if you're tuning in online, how gorgeous that they are, and I think that they are very well deserved today. So there you are. Thank you very much.
Thank you so much.
No bother at all. Thank you. Thank you for
maybe
all your efforts.
At this time, I should mention the new people that's coming to take over Archview Lodge. This is Luke. He's going to be the new manager. And I can't forget my assistant director of nursing, Leanne. I wouldn't have survived the last 10 years without Leanne. So she's going to step up into my job and be the director of nursing when I retire. And then there's Elaine. Elaine's name I've lost. Calpin. Elaine is going to take over Leanne's job, so that's going to be the clinical management when I retire.
And very good.
Luke,
come on now, don't be shy, come and join us. He's busy working as always. Well, look, I'm sure you've a lot of appreciation for Magella as well. And even we've only been here a short while this morning, but Leanne greeted me with her beautiful Grinch jumper this morning and her very warm smile. And we've been very well looked after ourselves here at Highland Radio since we've arrived. And there's a lovely, lovely, warm feeling and lots of care here. So I think we can only thank you and all your staff for that. And look, it's a new, exciting role for you now.
No, absolutely, and thanks for coming down yourselves. Highland Radio punctuates the day here in this what is really a home. Like, you know, when you walk in the door, there's a cat that greets you. You ring the doorbell, the sitting rooms are there. So Archview really is a home for these people, and it has been a wonderful, wonderful place. And everyone has been so welcoming this year. So thank you to all of the residents, all the staff, hey Jane, and of course Magella and Leanne. You've made the introduction to Donegal and Archview specifically.
The lovely facility here now. And with that, I would also like to present to the staff here from ourselves at Highland Radio. This is a €500 donation towards your comfort fund and all your patients here. So do enjoy that and a very Merry Christmas to you. Thank you very much. Okay, no bother at all. Now, Sally, you're still on the tea and toast. Would you... No.
She's ready for you now.
She spent too much time in St.
Connor. This is Sally Greig, and she's a very, very strong, lovely character since we've arrived this morning. She's been keeping me company. And Magella, that we spoke to earlier, Sally long ago was actually her nursing director while she was training. So Magella was saying it's lovely now that she is actually caring for Sally here, and it's such a small world, isn't that right? You made a good job of her, Sally, didn't you?
Yeah. That was easy. She was brilliant.
She was brilliant. Yeah. Absolutely. Now you love poetry.
I don't know who ever gave you that idea.
Would you?
But I don't know anything.
Would you tell us a wee bit? The one about the dawning of the day?
No, I don't know that.
The one asked Eliga?
No, just listen a minute. There's a glen in old Tyrconnell. There's a cottage in that glen where once dwelt as fair a maiden as inspired the hearts of men. She was handsome, hale and hearty, until one morning at the dawn, a broken-hearted mother parted with her Noreen Bawn. Oh, my Noreen, it's been lonesome. The birds don't sing so sweetly since you've gone. Oh, how I miss you, Noreen Bawn.
Lovely. Well done, Sally. I don't know how you remembered all that. Well done. Well, Greig, it's been wonderful here at Archview Lodge Nursing Home this morning. I think we're going to leave you with a nice little lively song now, and we might get everyone clapping and singing along. We'd like to wish you all a very happy Christmas as well. And the festivities are going to continue here in Archview Lodge Nursing Home as they have more entertainment and presents and Santa and everything arriving today. But we'd like you all to join us for our last song now. Look, you're going to dance, is that right? Come on now, let's see the hands.
Yeah. Like every year before, we'll hear Santa on the roof. He won't come through the door, he'll come down through the chimney with cheeks so rosy red. It's time for little boys and girls to be tucked in their bed. Don't wait for Santa Claus, my mother used to say. If he sees you peeking, he'll just go away. So listen to your mum and dad, every word they say. They will never lead you wrong in any kind of way. Just close your eyes and go to sleep, hasten no delay. And your presents he will bring you on this Christmas day.
Oh, jingle bells, come on, jingle all the way. Come on, Liam. Oh, what fun it is to ride in a one-horse open sleigh. Hey, jingle bells, all the way. Oh, what fun it is to ride
in a one-horse open sleigh.
Dashing through the snow on a one-horse open sleigh. O'er the fields we go, laughing all the way. Bells and bobtails ring, making spirits bright. Oh, what fun it is to ride in a one-horse. Let's hear you sing it now, come on. Oh, jingle bells,
jingle bells, jingle all the way.
Oh, what fun it is to ride in a one-horse open sleigh. Hey, jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way. Oh, what fun it is to ride in a one-horse open sleigh. Oh, what fun it is to ride in a one-horse open sleigh. Hey, Merry Christmas, everybody.
Oh, thank you so much, Sinead Black and Alec Black. That was absolutely fantastic. And I'll tell you, Donegal's Got Talent. We could do a competition just from our singers and dancers and poets from all of the residential settings that we have visited this week. Brilliant stuff. Sinead, you've been hinting all week about some of these flowers from Alcorn's. Has anyone given you any yet?
No, not yet, but if they'd like to leave them at Highland Radio, I'll collect them in a wee while.
I was going to say, I've never seen someone fishing so hard for a lovely bouquet of flowers, and why not? They are fantastic. Thank you to Al Corns, and thank you to our anonymous business person who assisted us in helping us donate the money to these fantastic facilities. Sinead, you've done a fantastic job, as always. It's one of the favourite times and parts of the year doing this stuff, and you make it so special. So thank you so very much indeed for that.
Thank you very much, Craig. I just want to thank Joe and Barry, who was with me yesterday, and Anya, who's here today. And of course, it's lovely to share this with Daddy, as always. So thank you for him as well. Thank you for, and Caroline as well. But I just want to end on a note of, it is genuinely so lovely to be coming in, spreading cheer, pausing from the craziness of Christmas. And just a reminder, or a little nudge to our listeners to slow down, embrace the wonderful, small, simple things of Christmas, like giving and spending time with loved ones and singing a wee song or two. So if you're listening today, that's a little reminder that being kind and sharing around this time is absolutely the best present you can give.
It sure is, Sinead, and it's free. It's absolutely free to do that. And also, too, just thinking on our friends and neighbours, as Sinead was saying, that maybe don't have people around them at Christmas, to give them a call or call in and say hello to them. It would mean the absolute world and costs nothing. Sinead, thank you so very much. Great to have Alec back and also Joe on text, and Anya doing brilliant camera work. Thanks, all of you. Safe back to studio. And thank you so much to our friends at the Archview Lodge Nursing Home for their great hospitality. Bye-bye, everybody. Okay, really enjoyed that. We've thanked everyone, haven't we? Al Corns were on board all week. Thank you, Al Corns. And as I say, that mysterious business person. I'm not mysterious, they're anonymous. They're not mysterious at all. Now, we've got a couple of shows to look forward to over the course of next couple of days. Tomorrow we're out and about. We're going to Bala Buffet. We're hosted by the Gallons Hotels. And we're on board with them celebrating there are 12 days of Christmas, so that's fantastic. And next week, we're out on Monday, I believe it is. Just not revealing that location just as of yet, but that's going to be a really special show on Monday. I'll tell you more about that potentially tomorrow, but tomorrow we're live from the Gallons Hotel Group. They've got three beautiful hotels, and they invited us to celebrate their 12 days of Christmas. Looking forward to that as well. But it's going to be a regular show, by the way. All the usual features, the Friday panel, and that's entertainment. But we've got loads of guests, choirs, singers, and all that type of stuff. And it's one of two before Christmas. And as I say, on Monday morning, we've got a very special show from outside the studio that you will not want to miss, if you can read between the lines. That's on Monday. Rightio, please play a request for Stephen O'Brien in Archview from all your friends in Carrigart. Lovely, happy to do so. Please play a request for Annie May Hart from Lifford, who's in the Archview Nursing Home, from Eileen, Patsy and her husband Desi. Mickey McElwee, who is in the Archview Lodge Nursing Home. Happy Christmas from John Brown and Annie Gallagher. Sally McGrory from Rathmullen in Archview Lodge. Happy Christmas from her friend, Wee Mary. And I hope we're still playing out in the Archview. I'm meant to get to these before we cut away, but I hope we're still playing into the Archview so they can hear these requests. Happy Christmas to Kitty Scanlon in Archview from her loving daughter, Annie May. That comes in from Adrian, Amy, Eamon. Love you, Kitty. Happy Christmas to you, Kitty. All right, that's it for now. Again, thanks so much to our team out and about today. I hope you enjoyed that just as much as I did. Now, you're very welcome back to the programme. And in the first hour of the show, we were chatting to Seamus and John Joe. And it was a view to trying to get home the road safety message about our actions, but also the actions of others, and to be alert that we can take evasive action or whatever, all the different scenarios that we can try and avoid, to try as best we can to avoid road traffic collisions. And sometimes they are completely unavoidable, and we have to also accept that. But it's kind of an interesting situation, because Michelle McKenna joins me on the phone. Michelle, and as we were having that conversation, and as I was talking sort of about how I was conscious that, you know, this conversation could be hurtful to some who've suffered a great loss. You were in my thoughts. I'm not going to lie to you. And then when Caroline says you were coming on the show, it was peculiar in a way. If that makes sense, Michelle. I'm rambling, but as I say, I was thinking on you, and now here we are chatting.
Yeah. Good morning, Greg. Suppose I just wanted to send on my support, Greg, to you. I thought it was very, I'm a wee bit emotional, I'm sorry, but
it's okay, Michelle,
I'll try
take
my
your
best
time,
to get
please.
Through.
There's nothing wrong with emotions,
yeah,
okay.
I just wanted, no, I just, you know, every other year, Greg, I listen to your show and listen to other shows and TV ads, and even this morning I seen a TV ad, and just, you know, you sit there and you're looking at it and you're listening to it, and you're listening to these statistics and you're listening to numbers. And then today, you know, it was so touching when you named out every single person in Donegal that had been killed on our roads, and then to listen to my own son's name being mentioned. And it brought it to me that, you know, in years gone by, you know, you don't really pay much heed unless you know the family or unless you know that person. And, like, I'd be well known, suppose, in Donegal, but, and people know exactly what I'm going through and my family. But it's just that, you know, if people would, you know, just slow down. Like, even after your programme this morning, I was coming down from Letterkenny to Buncrana, and I was coming around a corner, and this car was just on the wrong side of the road, and only I swerved in. And I thought, oh my God, like, my heart starts beating. You know, they mustn't have the radio on. They're not listening. Like, you know, I'd be more aware now myself. I'm so afraid of something happening on the road all the time now. But it's just to get this, to change the statistic into a person, and what you've done this morning, and I only rang in just to say thank you so much. It was emotional. It was tough. You know exactly. I could feel it. You know, I hear it in your voice that, you know, what the families are going through, and it's devastation, Craig. There's no doubt about that. I just dread. You just, every day, like, I spend most of the time at my son's grave, and I know people say he's not there, but to me, he's there. That's where his body is.
Yeah, he's there.
And I know I've got great faith in my prayer. I've gone back to prayer a lot. And I just know he's with me. And I just know that, you know, he'd be wild to put his arm around me. And he loved his mummy and he loved his daddy. Like, you know, and I was saying to Caroline there, like, you know, even to listen to his poor daddy, like, he was there quite quickly. And, you know, when he tells the story to me, like, he doesn't say it to the kids, like, you know, but he would say to me, like, you know, when I held him, and he was still warm, I knew the last time I'd feel him warm. And, you know, when you meet him, sit, cry about it, and then you realise then, you know, there's nothing we can do, we can't bring him back. And every other year, and like, James would have been the fire chief in Buncrana here, he's been to numerous accidents, all those serious accidents over the years, so he knew he was that person dealing with the families. And then all of a sudden, he is, it's his son, it's my son. You know, and you think it's never going to happen to you, Greg, and then all of a sudden you get that phone call, you get that knock at the door, you get that that message, and you say no, no, and the wailing and the crying. That's all I remember, Greg. I don't remember the last 6 months. I am going through. We're all functioning every day. I'm so lucky. I've got two grandchildren who are Kate 10 months and Aaron 17 months. And I have them to keep me going and keep the family going. And we try and go out and do our, I can't do a full day's work. I just go and do what I can because my brain doesn't let me function properly. But it's just that, oh, when you're talking about the devastation, Greg, it is just, unless you've been there, and what I found out, been out of the grave, the amount of families that are in the same situation. And you know what, Greg, it's growing and growing and growing every day you hear it, and every, whether it be Donegal or national. And it's like a knife going into your heart again and stirring another. But because I know what that family's going through, I know what that parents are, I know what that mommy's doing, I know, I can hear her cries. I feel I am that person again. So, and every family's the same, Greg. I talk to loads of people that have children was killed. And, you know, I'm not belittling the people out there that have children die of natural causes, because they're as devastated as we are. You know, a loss of a child is a loss of a child. And I was talking to my daughter this morning, like, you know, when I was saying that, you know, the loss of a brother, the loss of a sister, but there's just something, the grief of the loss of a child, there's different types of grief. And everybody deals with it in their own way. And I will come across as a very strong person, and I'm out and I'm involved in the Gaelic and doing my bits. And people say to me, you can see it in my eyes. I said, that's right. You're crying for 6 months, you look the same. I'm never going to be the same, Greg. I'm never going to be the lady I was before this. I can't be. But I have to learn to move on to a new normal and be there for my other three children and my two grandchildren and for my mum. you're still alive and well. And it's just, I just want to thank you, Greg. That's all I rang in for, was to thank you, to show the support, that it wasn't just another program with a statistic or a number. He wasn't number 9 or number 10 in Donegal. He was Jimmy McKenna. And I just thank you so much for that. And just please, please let people, young people especially, it's not just young, it's all ages. We're looking at people, you know, a lot older as well, who go out to have a drink. They think it's okay. They're getting into their cars, even speeding. It's not okay, because I was that person who listened to your show every year. And now, and James, Jimmy's daddy, would have been done the road safety show for years with the Donegal County Council. And it's just surreal to think, now he's that parent. Now I'm that parent. I'm listening to you because you got me on, you know.
What you're saying is so important. It can be any of us at any time. And you know the difference between, you know, the different types of loss that you talk of. You talk about people who very sadly lose children to illness. You know what they would give to have an opportunity to try and avoid it. And with road traffic collisions, we have opportunities to try and avoid it. Some things, of course, are always could be unavoidable. Yeah. But we don't drink, and we don't take drugs, and we don't drive. We don't speed. We don't allow ourselves to be distracted. We watch out for what's coming around the corner. You know, we slow down, we take our time, and we don't want to put any mother like you, Michelle, clearly a wonderful, loving mother. We don't want to put another mother through this. And, you know, I want you to give James a big hug for us as well too, please, because his experience is unimaginable, and what you're going through is unimaginable, but James' memories are just, if you haven't been through it, we can't get our head around what it must be like, Michelle. And you and James are an amazing people, to have any strength left at all, and you're wonderful, and Jimmy was wonderful, and I wish he was with you. And wherever you get comfort, wherever you feel Jimmy's around you, that's the right place for you to be, because it's your loss and it's personal to you, and you know best yourself. You're the mum.
Yeah, that's true. And it's just, you know, it's just, Greg, like, you never think it's going to happen. And, you know, I own a creche and I've loads of kids in it, and I look at them all and I think, my wee Jimmy was that age. God, you know, you're thinking all these things, like, you know, you're thinking, and you hear this and you hear that, and I dreaded it. You always think, God, I hope that would never happen to me. And then you think, no, it'll not happen to me. Mm-hmm. And then all of a sudden, it's surreal, Greg. You don't really, you know, you don't understand. You just think it's just, I don't know what kind of way we're designed, but our brains are designed to protect us from the total grief, because there's days you kind of function half normal, and then all of a sudden you're
comes in waves, doesn't it? It's waves, so the sea's low, and next thing you know, this wave comes and it's overwhelming. But it calms again. Michelle, would it be hurtful for you to tell us a little bit about Jimmy, so we can remember him for you? I don't want to upset you in any way, shape, or form, but I would love to know a bit about him, if it wouldn't be too tough for you.
No, you're okay. Yeah, Jimmy was a character, like, you know, and anybody. I think everybody knew Jimmy. Jimmy was just a character. He was just full of fun, devilment, just very lovable child, and very open. He would have no problem telling his mammy how much he loved her. And I think everybody who knew me would know that. I don't know what it was, Greg, about him, but he was a child that I had four, and I just kind of felt that, you know, he needed a little bit of guidance through life. Like, you know, I used to say to people, he was like a wee weak duckling, you know, and he said a wee wounded wing, and he used to need support now and again, like, you know. And suppose out of that, and he worked for me as well in the business, like, you know, and he would, me and him, sure, I'd have been given out to him, but this and that, and he would never ever hold on against you. And he was very much like, you know, it's strange, you know, Greg, you know, as nearly as if he knew, like, you know, 7 years ago he was involved in a very serious car accident. He was the only one wearing a seatbelt, like, you know, and his two friends were a horrific accident as well, like, you know, and I felt so lucky that my child survived, like, and then all of a sudden 7 years later, and since that he would have had dealt very much he would have been turmoil, like, about that, losing his two friends. And he did go to counselling, and he would try to get over that. And then, you know, this is the sad part about it, you know, I always had a feeling something was going to happen, but I didn't know it was because of the accident. I was overprotective of him or whatever. But and then come February, he said to me, Mom, he says, would you take me to New York? And I says, New York? I says, what are you going to go to New York for? I says, I've been everywhere else, you know, and I just like to go to New York. And I says, right, okay. He says, now, November, December time, be all right. And Greg, for some whatever reason, I said, we'll go Saturday. This was a Monday morning.
What?
And I says, we'll go Saturday.
Wow.
And I booked everything. And he said to me, I'm sure, Greg, I have an American passport because I was born in America. And I said to him, oh, God, my passport's out of date. So Thursday morning, I went to Dublin to get an emergency passport, got the passport. He was saying, oh, we'll not get now, we'll not get now. I told you not to book it so quick and all this. But anyway, we managed to get to New York. I booked 4 days. He wanted to see, very interested in the 9/11, and my dad's buried in New Jersey, and very interested in going to see my dad's grave. And he was saying, am I the only grandchild to have seen this grave? Yeah, very interesting. And then he'd never been seen in 3 days. And says, Mum, he was always, if he was finished, he wanted to get home early. And that had happened a lot. He would want home a day early, back home. Spent 3 great days with him in New York, great memories. And then when he came home, he says, Mum, he talked about, he was born on the 22nd of August, which is the Feast of the Assumption of Our Lady. And for some strange reason, he wanted to get a tattoo of Our Lady tattooed in his arm.
Unbelievable.
And I told him, don't be so silly, go and get tattooed your arm, as destroying your body. And he said, no, no. He says, well, he didn't tell me what tattoo was. He just said tattoo. And he came back and it was a tattoo of Our Lady.
Mm.
And I couldn't scold him then because he had this lovely picture of Our Lady in his arm. And then... And on the bottom of it, Greg, he had two robins, because when his two friends passed, these two robins always sat at the front door. So we got two robins. And he was very much, I said to him, you know, and he got a miraculous medal and wore it around his neck. And I said to him, what are you away to religion for?
Yeah.
I says, what's wrong with you? You're all away with it. And he says, just to keep me safe, Mama, to protect me. As if I was feeling something's going to happen to me.
My word.
And then in June, then it happened.
So there's certainly something spiritual going on there, Michelle, whatever way. I'm not sure if that gives you comfort or otherwise, and maybe you haven't fully processed it. But there's definitely a... He was touched by something, whether it was his friends or his granddad or something. There's definitely something spiritual touched him.
Yeah.
Oh, it's an awful lot to get through the process.
And for now, I feel more sorry for my two nieces, because he doted on them. Oh. And the little one was only 11 weeks when he was killed, he doted on them. But you know what? Every day at the grave, I listened to his voice notes. He sent me beautiful voice notes telling me how much he loved me.
Oh.
And he was such a daddy's boy and a mommy's boy. And he was just a character. And all his friends miss him deeply.
Mm.
And he was just the fun of the party, Greg. He was just so happy. He was never in bad humour, and he loved life, and he toured the world. Probably, his friend said to me the other day, "There, should we know you had him spoilt? Should we know you couldn't afford all that? Should we know you had him spoilt? You know, and all this." But he had a great 25 years, and I was so lucky to have him as my son for 25 years. But I just know that he was needed up there for
some reason.
Else.
There was a plan for him.
I just know now he. There was a plan, and he knew that, and I kind of knew that too, you know, but I just didn't want to admit it. And
well, you can draw comfort from that, hopefully, Michelle, that if there was a plan for him, that means that he is, you can still feel him, he is still with you, because you have to take his lead on that, and his connection with his granddad, the medal, the tattoo, the robins, it all has to mean something, Michelle. And thank you so much for trying us to get us all to change our behaviours a little bit. And thanks particularly for letting us hear a bit about Jimmy, because I was sad and I had a smile on my face throughout the whole conversation as you were describing him. He's just a wonderful lad. Thanks, Michelle.
Yeah.
Best wishes and love to
you
and James and all the family, okay?
Yeah, and Greg, you're doing great work, and I just said that to Carly, you are just so great at your job, and keep it up, and you're always, always spot on when you say things. You're just great. Thank you so much.
You're too kind. God bless you. Take care, Michelle.